Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
They came in and found a way to reduce the fare increases to 8% by distributing the responsibility among all those who use the service.
Ravitz could be commended for taking on a relatively thankless task, which he doesn't get paid for, and I'm sure he spent a lot of time on. And he'll probably wind up being, people screaming at him, which is just the cost of doing business here.
What's more fair, a $2.50 subway fare or a $5 toll to cross the Brooklyn Bridge? Andrea Bernstein in for Brian Lehrer. What's fair? A payroll tax for businesses or an end to the Z and W trains? Those are some of the questions New York Governor David Paterson faces as he accepts the report of the Ravitch Commission, a nonpartisan blue ribbon panel tasked with saving the Metropolitan Transportation Authority. We're going to get right into the discussion of the Ravitch report with three guests: Kate Slevin, Executive Director of the Tri-State Transportation Campaign; Brooklyn Borough President Marty Markowitz; and Nassau County Executive Tom Suozzi. Good morning to all three of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Marty Markowitz, we know you have strong feelings. We'll get to you in just one moment. But first, Kate Slevin, can you summarize what we know now about what is in the Ravitch report that's going to be released next hour?
Sure. What we know is that the Ravitch recommendations will include a payroll tax, tolls on the East River and Harlem River bridges, and greater investment in buses across the region, along with an 8% fare hike.
Marty Markowitz, is that a fair plan? Did we lose Marty Markowitz? Okay. We've been put on hold by the Brooklyn Borough President. Do we have Tom Suozzi?
I want to hear what Marty has to say.
All right.
I'm waiting. Whenever you're ready for...
Marty Markowitz, are you there? Marty Markowitz, is this a fair plan?
No, it's not a fair plan.
Why not?
Let me explain. Listen, first off, Mr. Ravitch, I certainly have a lot of respect for him and the folks that helped him. They had since June to review this, and they come up with a backhanded approach to imposing congestion pricing, which has already gone down in the state legislature. Now, listen, we have a problem. Ensuring the MTA system of subways and buses is vital to the lifeblood, the economic lifeblood of our city and our region. Nobody disagrees. But just keep this in mind. Of the four bridges that they're going to toll, the East River bridges, three of those bridges are in Brooklyn and will be used primarily by Brooklynites. And when you add the issue of Queens for the bridge that will be tolled, and you add in the folks from Staten Island that will really be whammed, what you're doing is you're putting the onus, the burden, on a very small part of the MTA region, on the backs of us, particularly in Brooklyn and Queens and Staten Island. And we think basically it's unfair. And I want to know, to Mr. Ravitch, what other recommendations did they review? And if they reviewed other recommendations and those were rejected, why were they rejected? When there are many other approaches to this. The payroll tax, I like that idea. I think that's fair and balanced for sure. Minimal service cuts, we all agree with that. Raising the fare, of course, that's the last thing you want to do for hardworking folks that I think are already paying. It's a great burden on them already.
Just let's quickly explain that the payroll tax, as we understand it now, is a tax of less than one half of 1% on the amount that corporations spend on their payroll, and it would be applied to corporations who have companies operating in the 12-county region served by the MTA. Just to clarify what that payroll tax is.
But it would also not-for-profits too.
It would not be paid for by individual people. It's not a tax on individual employees' payroll. It's a tax on businesses, on people that run organizations that, in the thinking of this report, are benefiting by having their employees be able to get back and forth on mass transit. But let me ask you a question about the bridges, because upwards of 90% of people coming from Brooklyn into Manhattan are taking the subway. So isn't it hurting them more if they're facing a $2.50 subway fare?
Listen, we don't want to see the fare raised, of course. But what you're saying is that in the entire MTA region, that the burden, the heaviest burden of the shortfall of the MTA should fall on folks in Brooklyn. And
well,
that's wrong,
well,
and it's not fair.
All right, let's hear.
There are more balanced ideas out there.
Let's get another view. Nassau County Executive Tom Suozzi, you're with us.
Tom's going to agree with me. You'll see.
Let me just start by saying I'm very fond of Marty Warnkowitz. But
we're all fond of each other here.
But I disagree.
Let's stipulate that.
I disagree with him on this issue. First of all, we have to have a dedicated revenue stream to pay for our transportation here in New York State, not only just because of the fiscal crisis, but we've needed this for some time now. And what the Ravitch Commission is proposing makes tremendous sense by not only considering the tolling of the bridges, but by adding this corporate payroll tax as well. And the idea of treating the MTA region more like a region. Now, Marty, my residents use the Brooklyn bridges as well. And right now, Brooklyn has a benefit in that it has untold bridges. You could look at it the other way. Why don't we treat them all the same and, in the process, encourage more people to use mass transportation anyway? What's our goal? We all think there's too much traffic.
Okay.
We all think we need to improve the economy. We all think we need to improve the environment. We all think we need to improve our quality of life. Everybody agrees that improving our mass transit system, one of our greatest assets anywhere here in this region or in the country, is here in this region. To do it is going to require money. And this makes a lot of sense as to how to come up with the money to pay for it.
There are better ways, Tom, rather than this. There are better ways. And I don't understand why the Ravitch Commission did not consider a number of other approaches.
What other ways are there?
That are fair and balanced. Let me go very quickly. I don't want to take up too much time. Go very quickly.
Hang on a second. Really quickly, I'm Andrea Bernstein in for Brian Lehrer. My guests are Kate Slevin of the Tri-State Transportation Commission, which is an independent
campaign,
which is an independent group that studies transit in the area. Marty Markowitz, the borough president of Brooklyn, and Nassau County Executive Tom Suozzi. Now, Marty Markowitz, if not East River Bridge tolls, then what?
Okay, let me go very, very quickly, okay? And we're not even looking at the issue when President Barack Obama begins in January in Congress, what additional help we might be getting from the federal government.
Because they don't pay for operations.
I understand, but they can help with capital.
Okay, when we hear from all three of you, we can't hear any of you.
Go.
So let's let Marty Markowitz finish, then Kate Slevin, I'd like to get your take.
I believe that motorists such as myself, a modest increase in existing gas, state gasoline tax, only in the MTA region, and to be 100% dedicated to public transportation in the MTA region. Number two, car registration fees. Right now, there's a surcharge only in New York City. It should be extended to the MTA region, and cars that are SUVs and heavier and less gas efficient should be charged a higher car registration fee than those that are efficient. Next, dedicate a lottery. Having a special lottery, which we have today, but dedicated only to mass transit. And finally, reinstate the commuter tax, which the state legislature, I think, made one of the greatest mistakes we could have made, that will generate at least $500 million or more. We've got severe, challenging times right now, and there are alternatives, and some of the Ravitch Commission recommendations, and we'll get there, having a wonderful, safe, efficient, and affordable mass transit system.
Okay, Kate Slevin, please, your reaction to what Borough President Markowitz just said, and also, what about the commuter tax?
Well, I think overall the Ravitch plan is fair and it is balanced. I mean, right now it doesn't make any sense that you pay to come over some bridges into Manhattan and you don't pay to come over others. Studies have found that about 1/3 of the traffic in downtown Brooklyn are actually headed to the free bridges. So putting tolls on all of the bridges will actually reduce traffic in a lot of Brooklyn. That's also true for areas around the Williamsburg Bridge in Brooklyn. Most people coming into Manhattan from Brooklyn take transit, and those households in Brooklyn that own cars tend to make about twice as much as households without cars. So there's an equity issue here as well.
We don't see it that way.
All right, but what about the idea that you can have user fees for car owners depending on the size of the car, increase registration fees, and increase the commuter tax and get at this issue that way?
Well, I mean, there's a number of different ways to raise transportation revenue. I think that the East River Bridge tolls is a winner just because it doesn't make any sense the system we have now.
If you live on the east side of Manhattan, it's a winner. Not if you live in Brooklyn.
But Marty, I
actually live in Brooklyn, and I take transit to work every day.
A lot of people in Brooklyn must use their cars.
I also own a car. You know, most people who are coming from Brooklyn into Manhattan do take public transportation.
That's
and
true.
The subways are very crowded, and I would like to see how much revenue the other options are going to raise. I mean, there's a number of different ways to raise transportation revenue. What's going to be supported by a broad range of people from across the region? And it seems that, you know, with Governor Patterson, thinks that this is the way to go. And, you know, if he's going to stand up for this, I think it's a good plan.
So, Marty Markowitz,
this is a very tough issue.
We're talking to right now Nassau County Executive Tom Suozzi.
This is a very tough issue to balance all the different regional interests that are involved here, and I can understand some of the points that Marty's making, but the commission has worked on this for 6 months with some very talented people taking in testimony from a lot of different groups. We've been down this road many times before. We now have a credible plan from a credible source with it looks like support coming from the governor. Hopefully support will come from the mayor. And we've got to get behind an effort to address a very real problem that our entire region faces that will affect New York City more than anyone else as far as the quality of transportation and the quality of our system. This is our greatest asset in our entire region, other than our people, is our infrastructure.
We all agree.
Here in the New York metropolitan region.
Tom Suozzi, you said that your constituents are taking those East River bridges. Are you going to have a hard time selling this plan to them?
Politically, this is not going to be popular in any part of the MTA area. Nobody's going to like the idea of raising the corporate payroll tax. Nobody's going to like the idea of taking what is now a free service and putting a toll on it. And the reality is that we have to show some leadership here and recognize that we have to save this important asset that we have. We can't go back to the 1970s when we faced a financial crisis and we let our infrastructure decline. One of the reasons that New York City is the capital of the world is because of the metropolitan transportation system that we have. And we have to make the investment that's necessary. Nobody's going to come out and say rah, 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 except for a few people that are committed to transportation. And it's got to be up to us to go out and convince others that we have to take the hit here and move forward and invest in the system for the sake of our traffic, our economy, our environment, and our quality of life.
As long as it's balanced across the whole region. Yes, absolutely, Tom. I agree with everything you've said.
But Marty Markowitz, what about this issue, though, that most people from Brooklyn are actually taking the subway? And
listen, there's no question that most people in Brooklyn, but there is a large number of folks in Brooklyn and Queens and Staten Island that absolutely need their car for their livelihood, for their health needs. Now, listen, there are those that would like to see everyone out of cars and on bikes. Okay, I understand that. But the realism here is that
I thought you were one of those people.
The realism is that large parts of Brooklyn have no public transportation at all. You don't understand.
If you live
in Manhattan, it's one thing. But if you live in a large part of Queens and Brooklyn and Staten Island, there is no public transportation. So you need your car for your livelihood. You don't understand that.
Okay.
The numbers show that 57% of households in Brooklyn don't even own a car, first of all. Second of all, from what I've heard about the Ravitch report, it does address mass transit in outer borough areas that are somewhat far from subways. And by investing in our bus system, it calls for a great investment in bus rapid transit, which is trying to bring a lot of the benefits of subways to our city streets.
Yes.
And that's a really big benefit for Brooklynites, people in Queens, people in the Bronx, and it also calls for extending that those benefits to people in Nassau and Westchester, and creating that regional bus system and investing in our bus network is a smart thing to do, and can offer some benefits to people who could see some improvements in their transit system.
All right, Tom Suozzi, I think you had something to add to this.
I mean, it's ironic that it's got me, Tom Suozzi from suburbia, advocating for this, and Marty is
the nation's first suburb, I believe.
The nation, Levittown, and it's curious. You know, it's funny, and I'm curious as to how my other suburban counterparts will react to this. Quite frankly. But the reality is that this has been going on for too long now, and we're facing a crisis situation with our transportation system.
We all want to see it better, Tom. All of us do. But I don't understand why we cannot increase our gasoline tax modestly dedicated only to the MTA region.
A lot of this has to do with, as you know very well,
now's the time to do it.
A lot of this has to do with, as you know very well, is that we need to get political support for this as well. And getting political support from places throughout the entire state of New York.
I didn't say the whole state, just the MTA region.
Throughout the entire MTA region that I have a say in this it's going to be much harder to get those type of things done. For us to increase the gasoline tax, you need the entire state of New York to do it. To get a increased commuter tax, you need the entire state of New York to do it. You're not going to get the political support for those things.
Well,
we know that's not a reality.
Well, I'd like to see if that's possible.
We've got to get the MTA region to pull together and recognize that we're all in this together.
That's true.
And that we're all going to sink or swim together.
That's true. Absolutely right.
This issue.
And the problem, the problem with these discussions is that what's going to happen is a bunch of people are going to fight this proposal, and there's not going to be another credible plan out there. So this is a really credible plan. It's balanced. It's fair. And if we don't get behind it, our system, our transportation
system,
could
really suffer. You see it as credible. We don't see it as credible. You don't understand. We don't see it as credible. Parts of it are.
Marty
Markowitz. Parts of it could be more balanced and fair.
Marty Markowitz, I know that you have to go soon, but let me just ask you, just the fact that Nassau County Executive Tom Suozzi is getting behind this plan, people like Richard Brodsky, who was very much opposed to congestion pricing but seems to have a much more measured response to this plan, does that make you feel like this plan might actually be on its way to a different fate than congestion pricing in New York?
Well, let me make it very clear. We're all on the same book as far as the needs. There's no question about that. I mean, I'm not questioning that. But what I am saying is that that the imposition of tolling our East River bridges, by the way, that have been free since 1911 on the Brooklyn Bridge, and certainly on the Manhattan and Williamsburg bridges, and then, in other words, three of those four bridges that Brooklynites take it in the chin, and the burden is on us. So when I hear from
Marty,
to me it's congestion pricing. That's the objective here, okay? And to me it's unfair when there are fairer things out there. That's all I'm saying. We must fund mass transit. Of course we have to, but there are fairer ways of doing that. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
So Brodsky's opinion I respect enormously. And as far as Tom Suozzi, listen. The Brooklyn Bridge, the Williamsburg Bridge, and the Manhattan Bridge, the last time I checked, don't connect Nassau to New York City.
Marty, you've told me that 100 times.
I love you.
All right.
Borough President, I have to take issue with you saying we and Brooklynites, because I live in Brooklyn, and I am also, I'm a Brooklynite, and I don't think you're speaking for the whole borough I understand your concerns, but I don't think you're speaking for the whole borough.
Well, I'm not speaking. How can any elected official speak for everyone they represent?
Right,
it's not possible,
right.
Of course. There'll always be folks that have different opinions, but I believe overwhelmingly the majority of folks in Brooklyn would agree with the position I've taken. On the tolling of the bridges.
Really? Based on what?
Only on, based upon conversations and getting around the borough and speaking with people. How else do I determine it? Phone calls that we get. How else can I determine it?
Well, the polls actually showed that Brooklynites favored, investing in transit.
Oh, we all do. What kind of question is that? Of course.
And even doing congestion pricing to get there. So, I think it's a little bit more balanced than your.
Is balanced. I want
we
to
need
do
to
everything
take a break.
Possible except tolling our bridges.
Thank you very much. We do need to take a quick break. Thank you very much, Borough President. Hold that thought. Andrea Bernstein in for Brian Lehrer. We're talking about the proposed Ravitch Commission report to save the MTA with the Brooklyn Borough President Marty Markowitz, the Nassau County Executive Tom Suozzi, and Kate Slevin, Executive Director of the Tri-State Transportation Campaign. We'll be back, and we'll take your phone calls right after this. Bernstein in for Brian Lehrer. We're talking about the proposed Ravitch Commission report on how to save the MTA with Nassau County Executive Tom Suozzi and Kate Slevin, Executive Director of the Tri-State Transportation Campaign. Brooklyn Borough President Marty Markowitz had to leave us, but we'll continue this conversation, and we will take your calls at 212-433-9692. That's 212-433-WNYC. And let's go right now to a Brooklynite, Al. Al, you taking it on the chin?
Yes, how are you? I am a regular transit rider, and I'm also someone who knows Marty Markowitz well. One issue that is almost never mentioned in this debate year after year is the possibility of benefit zone assessments around major office buildings to reflect the fact that while it helps the region as a whole, transit is essential to the operation of these buildings. And they should be paying some fair share for the operation and expansion of the system. It would not take a very large tax on top of the basic land value of property within walking distance right. subway stops.
Well, I think that's similar to the theory behind the corporate payroll taxes, that the businesses are benefiting from the transit. And it's important that the business community get up and get behind this idea, because transit is so important, that infrastructure is so important to their business's success. I just want to point out one other thing, if I may, Andrea, is that, you know, in effect, we have congestion pricing now, because we do toll the Midtown Tunnel and we do toll the Triborough Bridge, and people choose now, in some instances, whether they're going to take those arteries based upon their convenience, whether they're willing to pay, or if they're not going to pay, they want to save the money, they decide to go to the Queensborough or to the Brooklyn Bridge or the Williamsburg Bridge, for example. And we have a form of congestion pricing, but now it's time to create some equity so that all these entrances to Manhattan are treated more equitably, and that people have to choose between whether or not they want to take their car or whether they want to take transit. We all agree, and I think everybody in public policy agrees, Marty Markowitz even agreed, that our transit system is the key to our long-term sustainable health. And we've got to come up with a funding source. This is one of the most credible proposals that's been made in a long time.
All right, let's take another call. Phil from Queens. Hi, you're on WNYC.
Hi, Andrea. I've got a few issues. I drive into the city. I spend thousands of dollars to drive in the city. I spend thousands of dollars a year in taxes at my parking garage, with tolls, the gas tax. I used to love taking the trains and the buses into the city. I would read a book a week. I'd fall asleep. I would arrive at work and home refreshed. But I was injured in a couple of car crashes, and I have to drive there. Tens of thousands of people have to drive. Are you guys still with me here?
Yes. All right, why don't we get a response?
So hang on a second. So politicians have no guts. They just need to raise the taxes on businesses and on people across the board. Don't put it on the drivers. The drivers already pay a ton of taxes.
All right, let's get a response to both of you. Tom Suozzi, got no guts?
Well, if anything, people say I've got too many guts by saying I'm okay with this, because this politically is not a very popular thing to do, but I think it's essential to the long-term sustainability of our region. So I've got the oodles of guts. You know, in those situations where people, you know, have to drive, and in those instances where they're economically not able to pay, you know, there may be some sort of system that could be set up for that small population of people that must drive, have no choice, but economically are not able to afford to pay. So, you know, that's something to be considered.
Okay. We have calling us in Brooklynite Rosie Perez. Are you taking it on the chin?
Yes, I am. You know, people say, how can you talk because, you know, you make a lot of money, blah, blah, blah. Listen, just like the previous caller said, I have a lot of family members that have to drive into Manhattan. They are not able physically to take the train, so they have to drive back and forth to Manhattan. If you do the math, they drive in $5. They drive in back $5. That's $10 a day. There are people, the woman who's saying she's a Brooklynite, I would love to know how long she's lived in Brooklyn, because most new people in Brooklyn live in the downtown area and have no idea what it means to live in Red Hook, have no idea what it means to live in East New York, in the Flatlands, in what Marty Markowitz was commenting on. And I can't believe I'm agreeing with Marty Markowitz here, but there is a transportation problem in Brooklyn where the trains don't go to, the buses don't go to, and every time they say they're going to raise the prices on the MTA and they're going to benefit the boroughs, they don't. So here's the problem. And also, for the people that do make a lot of money in Brooklyn, what are you going to do at night when the taxis won't bring you back because they don't want to pay the toll? They'll pay the toll coming into Brooklyn, but that means that they'll charge you for the toll. That means they're going to be responsible for the toll back. It's going to kill the nightlife. It's going to kill the commerce in downtown Manhattan, not in Brooklyn. And people need to be aware of this. But also what really bothers me is what Marty Markowitz does say, is that why is the entire burden, not the entire burden, excuse me, the majority of the burden is going to be placed on Brooklynites. It's not fair. And all these trendy people that have moved to Brooklyn say, oh, well, I take the train. Well, I take the train. A lot of people don't take the train, and a lot of people do not live in the downtown area where a train ride is only going to be 20 minutes.
You're making
minutes.
Assumptions about me that aren't I mean,
I'm
it's like
a
Kate's 11. Kate's 11.
I've lived in Brooklyn 10 years.
That's not a lot of time. I lived in Brooklyn all my life.
Okay, that's fine. That's
and there's
great,
people who lived in Brooklyn who are 80 years old.
Okay, all right. I live in Brooklyn too. You know, so a lot of people calling in live in Brooklyn.
I'm going off of the statistics, which are that 57% of households in Brooklyn do not own a car. That means that they are on our transportation system. Households without a vehicle in Brooklyn make $32,000 a year versus households with a vehicle, which make over double that. That means that from an equity standpoint, tolling the East River bridges to reduce the fare hike is a smart thing to do.
Hang on a second. Rosie Perez, we have to hang on one sec. If you can stay with us for just one second, I know that Nassau County Executive Tom Suozzi has to leave us, so I just want to see if you have any final thoughts in response to Rosie Perez. Rosie Perez, if you can stay with us, I'd like to get back to you in one second. But what about what she said about killing the nightlife in Lower Manhattan, Tom Suozzi?
I don't think that that's a possibility. I think that it's so much of a draw that it'll always continue to be nightlife in downtown Manhattan.
If you're coming home at 3 o'clock in the morning, you are not going to take the train.
Okay, hang on. Rosie Perez, let's just let Tom Suozzi, because he has to jump off the phone, so we'll get right back to you. Now,
one thing that I want to challenge about what Rosie's saying is the idea that the majority of the burden is going to rest with Brooklyn residents. And, you know, that's, I don't have the statistic in front of me. The report's not out yet. But I'm reasonably certain that the majority of the burden is not going to fall on Brooklyn residents. It's going to be equitably distributed based upon the fact that the corporate payroll tax has been proposed, based upon the fact that people use these bridges, all the bridges that are going to be tolled, from different parts of the region to enter into Manhattan. And we've got to distribute the burden. And right now, you know, if you think of it, we do have congestion pricing now in that people who take the Midtown Tunnel and people who take the Triborough Bridge must pay a toll. So they're getting congestion pricing currently, and this will create a more equitable system that each of the different thoroughfares are treated equitably.
Tom Suozzi, Governor Patterson said yesterday that he was greeted outside a fundraising event by a party interested in replacing Hillary Clinton. Was that you?
That wasn't me.
Have you spoken to the governor about that?
This has come up in a lot of conversations. The congestion pricing is a very, very important topic, as is the infrastructure of our MTA.
So you've spoken to Governor Patterson. You're expressing your interest in Senator Clinton's seat?
I'm expressing my interest in the Ravitch Commission report. I really think it's very, very good and positive for the entire region.
Are you ducking that question? Are you interested in Senator Clinton's seat?
I am ducking, if you can't tell that by now.
All right. Tom Suozzi, Nassau County Executive, always a pleasure to speak to you.
Thank you, Andrea.
Speak with you again.
Thank you, Rosie. Thank you, Kate.
Thanks.
Kate Slevin, you're going to stick with us, and I think Rosie Perez is still with us. And let's talk to Kate Slevin, ask you a question about where you think this is going politically now. Do you think that this might pass as it looks now?
Well, I think the fact that the governor is behind this and hopefully the mayor indicates that it has a good shot of moving forward. I mean, it seems like it's a balanced plan that's been thought about that spreads the burden across the region. And so I would say politically we'll have to wait and see what pans out in the next couple months. But, you know, never before have we seen a governor come out and say, this is our plan to save the MTA, and we have to put East River Bridge tolls to do it. So I think it has a good shot.
Okay, I think Rosie Perez had to leave us, so thanks for calling in, Rosie Perez. Oh, no, sorry, she's still there. Let's take a quick call from Corey from Manhattan. Corey, you have a question?
Yeah, I guess the thing that bugs me every time that you guys have this conversation, which is every 2 or 3 weeks, is where in the world could you put toll plazas for the East River bridges and for the Harlem River bridges? I mean, where are you going to put 10 toll booths in each direction on 2nd Avenue for the 59th Street Bridge? Where are you going to do this for any of these bridges? They were never constructed for this, for toll booths. You'd have to start taking a whole bunch of buildings on 59th Street by eminent domain in order to do this. I mean, this is just totally impractical. Everybody gets on the phone.
There's no toll booths necessary. Essentially, the system, you probably won't even see it. I mean, it'll be a number of video cameras and E-ZPass transponders that are essentially put onto the streets. So there's no toll booth necessary. There'd be no congestion because of toll booths. It'll all be cameras and other things that essentially track your car as you go through.
What happens to people that don't have credit cards?
Well, there's a number of ways you could do that. I mean, the systems before they've, you can go to the local bodega or whatever and buy a card. That's how they do it in London. In London, you also can pay using your cell phone online. And there's a number of different ways you can pay for these types of things. So
and it's worked in London,
we'll
even for
see.
People,
I mean,
right, who don't have credit cards. They still are able to do this by the phone or by going to a kiosk.
Yeah, and you know, there's a number of ways they could work it out, but one way would be to take a picture of their license plate, say you have a couple, you know, a certain amount of time to pay, and then the people could pay however they wish. They could send a check-in or probably pay cash, at a local.
All right, let's take a call now from Steve from the Small Business Congress, which is located where, Steve?
Hi. Well, the Small Business Congress is all five boroughs. We have 200,000 mom-and-pop stores employing about 1 million New Yorkers. I am from Brooklyn. I'm from Sheepshead Bay. I'm a third-generation resident, and if I take mass transit, it's anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hours door-to-door. If I drive, it's under an hour. And I do not make the salaries that this lady spoke about before. She is not informed on the statistics. The fact of the matter is,
since they're census numbers.
Well, I'm going to go.
Census mean nothing.
Let's go by Mayor Bloomberg's own congestion tax report, okay? 75% of the people don't have cars. Therefore, using your argument, everybody should just get out of their cars because you guys win. The reality is that the people who don't, you know, let me explain it to you in a simple way now that I pulled over. The fact of the matter is, nice and simply, about 12 to 15% of the people that are going to pay for this toll. The mayor's own report explained that 85% of the car drivers are either federal, state, or city subsidized, exempt, or they're somehow covered by their bosses. They're somehow, you know, they're subsidized. Whereas that means the 12 to 15% of the people are going to have to pay this toll. That's the bottom line. This is congestion pricing,
right,
and that's
Steve.
All that it is. You can't use the arguments you guys are using.
Steve, I think that we're losing
stuff.
You, Steve. Steve, you seem to be going in and out, but thank you for your call. We have to quickly wrap up this section, but before we do, Lydia, are you there?
Hey, hi. My comment is that...
No, wait, where are you from, Lydia?
I'm Lydia from Brooklyn, and I love this show. I'm calling because I know a lot of people disagree with me, and I know a lot of people do agree with me as well. And my point is that nobody's mentioned the environment here. Tolling the bridges would be a huge step toward reducing pollution in the New York City area. It would be wonderful to increase our transit capabilities, and both buses and subways, and it would be terrific to reduce all traffic. And I think raising... putting tolls on every entrance into any city is the wise thing to do. It also will help answer maintaining those bridges. Those bridges are falling down, and it's terrific to have some revenue in to make those bridges
safer.
Well,
I think in this case the revenue would go to the subway system. But Rosie Perez, what about that? What about helping the environment, reducing pollution?
I'm all for helping the environment and reducing pollution. I'm not talking about people who can't afford the tolls. I'm talking about people who can't afford the tolls. I'm talking about the man who called and said that he's not able to take the train. I'm talking about the guy who says he has a small business and is struggling already. That's what I'm talking about. I think that just saying we got to put tolls on the bridges and that's it, period, is not a sensible solution. I think that those people need to be considered. If those people get a break and and get a special pass, maybe I would be for it. But also what I'm saying is that those three, majority of the bridges that are going to be tolled are the ones that only affect Brooklyn, and Brooklyn always gets affected. And the thing is that there are people, Brooklyn is a large borough, and I think people who just moved to Brooklyn or who just live in the downtown area do not realize that. It's a big trek for people. It's a huge trek for people, and it's a big trek for businesses to get back and forth, to make their money, to make their living. And I think that they need to be considered. And I think it just is not a simple solution by saying, let's put toll on the bridges. It'll increase the environment. It'll increase the revenue. There are other options. And I think that it really should be considered.
What are the other options?
I think the other options are, you know, what Marty said. I think that it would be great to have people who drive SUVs pay. I think it will be great for the commuter tax to come back in. I think that there are other options. But what I'm also stating is the other options of making it fair. I don't think that everybody should pay a toll. I think that if you're disabled and you have to go to the city for medical reasons, or if you have to drive into the city because you're not able to take the transit system, you're going to be paying how much a day? You're going to be paying an additional, what, $50 a week to go into Manhattan? It's just
we have to leave it.
I'm
we have to leave it. Hang on, hang on. No, I'm so sorry. We have to end this conversation at least on the radio, but it will continue online at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer. And guess what? We're going to talk about it more next hour after the governor's press conference. Kate Slevin, Tri-State Transportation Campaign, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Rosie Perez, thanks for calling in.
Thank you again.
Andrea Bernstein in for Brian Lehrer. Thanks to everyone who called or who checked in online. And as I said, we'll be talking about this a whole lot more.